In this bulletin, the death toll from the Indonesian tsunami surpasses 1,300. The GST to be scrapped from feminine hygiene products from January 1st. And Cricket Australia announces its new CEO. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The death toll from the deadly earthquake and tsunami on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi has risen to more than 1,300. Most of the dead have come from the city of Palu, while hundreds more are being treated in hospitals for injuries. The Australian government is sending dozens of medical staff to Indonesia as part of an additional $5 million in aid. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is sending a variety of assistance.
Those planned arrangements include medical teams, medical equipment, and as well as providing the support of defence assets as required. That will be coordinated all through the Indonesian government and all Australians. All Australians stand with our Indonesian friends and neighbours as they are going through what I can only imagine is the most horrific of times.
The GST on women's sanitary products is being removed from January 1st. After a meeting between Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and his state and territory counterparts in Melbourne, the campaign to remove the consumption tax from the products had been running for 18 years since the GST was introduced in 2000. Under proposed changes to GST distribution, the federal government says no state or territory will be worse off. But the state and territory treasurers say that commitment needs to be guaranteed with legislation. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg stands by the federal government's commitment.
The projections show that every state and territory will be better off. And what's important is not only is there a $9 billion going in over the decade, but following that, you've got more than $1 billion a year going into the states and territories in perpetuity. The states have never had a more generous partner on the GST than this coalition government.
A woman's body has been found near a children's playground in a park in Sydney's northern suburbs. Authorities rushed to the scene at Hunter's Hill at around 7:30 in Buffalo Creek Reserve. A police spokesman says the death is being treated as suspicious.
Body found in a park near a main road. And we don't have a cause of death, so at this stage, definitely suspicious. And like I said, being investigated by Ryde Police Area Command and the Homicide Squad.
A charity set up to assist farmers affected by the drought says it's received more than $4 million in donations over the past 2 months. Drought Angels was set up almost 5 years ago in Chinchilla in Queensland after its founders heard stories of farmers struggling to feed their families. Co-founder Natasha Johnston says the media attention the drought has been receiving lately has led to an increase in donations.
We've had an overwhelming response for donations. We were a little charity 9 weeks ago that I don't think anyone had heard of, and suddenly the whole country's heard of it. So our fellow Australians have been very, very generous, and we are working as hard as we can to get donations out. We've probably in the last 9 weeks, we've given out about $1.5 million worth of prepaid visas to families.
The New York State Tax Department is investigating claims from the New York Times that President Donald Trump helped his parents avoid paying millions of dollars in tax. The Times alleges that despite claims he's a self-made billionaire, Mr. Trump received the equivalent of $413 million from his parents. The report claims Mr. Trump and his siblings set up a sham corporation to disguise millions of dollars in gifts from their parents. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders called the story a misleading attack and said U.S. tax authorities signed off on the transactions many decades ago. Donald Trump's lawyer told the newspaper that President Trump had virtually no involvement whatsoever with the matters raised. Kevin Roberts has been announced as the new chief executive of Cricket Australia. It follows James Sutherland's resignation in the wake of the ball tampering scandal. Mr. Roberts, formerly Mr. Sutherland's deputy, led negotiations in the pay dispute with Australian cricketers last year. He says he hopes both players and officials can look past that bitter conflict.
We obviously can't change history. What we can do is work very closely with the ACA on a sustained basis over many years to make sure that the relationship with the ACA and the players is not defined by negotiations that happen over a few months every 5 years or so, but the relationship is defined by how we work together to develop national teams, to support our players and to help them develop as athletes, as competitors and as people.
Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower with a possible storm and 24. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, cloudy and 16. Hobart, cloudy, 15. Canberra, showers and 17. Wollongong, rain and 19. Sydney, partly cloudy, 25. Newcastle, more cloud and 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.